Are you ready?
Here we go.
Test 1, 2, test 1, 2.
I feel like I'm bouncing from cloud to cloud.
Wow, we're ridiculous.
So stay tuned.
I like what we're doing.
Or don't.
Oh, that might be my favorite thing to ever happen.
Is this not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
Well, how about this?
Yes. Hold up.
It's the Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Welcome to it. It is the After Show Show for December 7th, 2022. Guys, 18 days till Christmas.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. I'm excited. Santa's not necessarily coming to my house on Christmas morning, but my ex-wife's boyfriend is.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
It'll be the first time I've ever met him.
Day one, a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. Christmas holidays, you're meeting him there.
Yes.
And what does he know about the situation?
It's a good question.
Like, does he think it's weird, or is he like think it's normal, or is like, because it is, it's an odd sell.
Well, I think he thinks it's totally fine. He doesn't have any objection to our friendship. Because like they are like really going well. Like it is.
But doesn't
developing.
He live like far away?
He lives in Calgary. And they're spending like as much time as they possibly can together. Either he comes up here. Like, my kids have met him, mm-hmm. and he spent weekends when the kids are there. Like it's going really, really well for them. I'm very happy for her. But I just haven't met him because the time I was supposed to meet him was when I was sick.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get a chance to meet him. So I know nothing about him other than what I've been told. And I'm going to meet him on Christmas morning, and he's spending Christmas morning with us.
Well, I mean, that would be nice.
Right? So it's going to be him, my ex, my kids, jeez. And me.
Mm-hmm. And your fiance.
She comes later in the day, because she's going to be with her kids on Christmas morning.
Okay.
So it's the five of us.
Are you upset that you're missing her kids?
Yeah, they're coming later in the day. They're all coming later in the day.
All of them.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it's, you know, and we'll have gifts for, have like a gift exchange later as well. But yeah, it's going to be the five of us. And I'm trying to figure out which is the odd one out.
You.
Am I the odd one out
here? Yeah, in this situation, I think so. Yeah.
My kids.
Yeah.
Their mom.
Yeah.
Their dad. Their mom's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm the odd one out?
I think so, yeah.
He's a brave guy for actually agreeing to do that.
As far as I know, and I should probably ask, but as far as I know, he's totally cool with everything.
Well, what like, is he
he's been
to
through,
say?
He's divorced, and he's been through the whole, in fact, he's got a really unique story where I think he adopted her children to become the dad or something like that. I don't know. Never met him.
He adopted the children, become the dad, and then divorced?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, okay.
And so like he checks all the box for my ex-wife in that he doesn't have young kids. So as soon as our kids are done, that's it. She's out of here.
Right.
Right. But yeah. I think out of here now means Calgary. If this is any indication on how well this is going.
Okay.
Well, you remember the last one was going well come Christmas time, too.
And then you ruined it.
Next thing you know, I knit a guy a stethoscope cozy because he's a doctor and she never hears from him again. That's, that was weird. Which
don't
I still
ruin
maintain
this.
Was a really good, thoughtful gift to give a doctor.
It's just something that he probably wouldn't use.
It would be good. You know,
it's good for his patients.
The patients would appreciate it, Robbie.
That's who would
right?
like
keep
it,
your stethoscope nice and warm, right?
Just don't mess this up for her.
Well, how am I going to mess it up?
Well, just because.
Like, I know you say that and you joke a lot. I don't think so. Like, I'm
just
very,
getting too involved, you know?
Well, what is too involved?
I think any involvement, probably.
Okay.
No, but honestly, like, I like the fact that you have a good relationship with her, but you don't have to make everything all picturesque perfect, right?
Well, I'm not going to try and do that. I'm just going to try
you
and
did
have,
with the last guy.
Have a nice car. I really like that guy.
Yeah, I know. And then you just
I would text him
away.
All the time about ideas.
That's exactly.
Things.
Strange. That's getting too involved.
So
texting
don't
him.
Don't become like I want to be friends with him.
No, you don't want to be friends with
I
him.
I don't want to be friends.
No,
with
be
my
friendly.
Ex-wife's new boyfriend.
Yeah, you
just
can,
casual acquaintances.
Yeah, you guys can go to dinners together. If
he and I,
like, not you and him,
okay,
like if so, he shows up and it's like it's Tyler's birthday,
right?
He's gonna be there. You're gonna be there. Great. You guys get along. Hey, how's it been?
So
good. Don't be texting him all the time to
the
be his best friend.
Boundaries of this relationship should be there should always be a third person involved.
It would be best, I think, in your situation. Like, don't this is your wife's relationship, not yours.
Yeah, and you don't have a filter, especially on the first time meeting somebody. You just say things. And he might just run for the hills.
And you don't want to do that to her because she's like, she's happy. Let her be.
I am totally, I'm totally fine.
We're just warning you. We're helping you out. We're helping you out.
Okay.
Just don't get too
involved.
What
if he's a cool guy?
That's fine. Let him be cool.
But I just can't be cool with him?
No. No, no.
Don't try too hard.
Just like when you see him, be cool with him. But like, don't try to be like, hey, so you like the football? What are you doing next weekend?
Like,
come over to my...
Yeah, let's say I find out he's a football fan. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, do you want to go out and watch a game together? Nothing like that, right?
I don't think so.
There's always got to be somebody present.
I just, yeah.
There should be, yeah.
Just like, you, like this, make your own friends.
So it's always got to be a chaperoned visit when I want to hang out with my ex-wife's boyfriend.
It would be best for her, I think, moving forward.
Fair enough.
But be nice. Like, you're a nice guy. You can be nice to him. You guys can get along perfectly.
I'm excited because, like, what a guy. Like, she really likes this guy, and that makes me very happy.
I know. Just don't ruin it.
Just don't overstep. Don't come on too strong.
Yeah, like that guy, you were like texting him all the time. You're asking him about your sores and your...
You guys told me...
I don't think I did.
You guys told me that because he was a doctor, my ex-wife's ex, and I had a thing that I should ask him before I went to see the doctor. You guys told me to do that.
I don't recall.
Robbie?
I don't know if that's something we would have advised you to do.
Get the audio, please.
To do that. Well, I don't have it. We're in a new studio here. I don't have it.
Interesting. No audio available.
Because I do everything you guys tell me to do.
That's problematic as well.
Look at your lumps. Like,
it was about a lump that I wanted to know if it was a big deal. Because you guys put... Because I never treat my lumps seriously.
This is important as well. Because I know anyone that does something that you can utilize.
He's in the hospitality industry. I think he's a hotel manager.
Okay. So don't ask him, hey, can you get my girlfriend or fiance and I a deal at a package?
I would never do that.
Of course you would.
You guys seem like the, Dylan, seem like the person that would take advantage of that.
Not a chance. Like our friend Sean, you're using him right now to use your website.
Yeah.
Stay away.
I'm not using him. I asked him if he would mind giving me a few tips and pointers.
Don't do that with this guy.
But you're paying Sean, right?
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm not paying him. I'm just getting him to look at something and give me a few tips
Can you do it for free is what he's doing.
I didn't say that.
Right, that's what happened.
That's not what happened.
But what is happening? He's doing work that he gets paid for free.
No, I told him what... do you want to get into this, too?
I'm just saying, looking at a lump is asking
him to do his job for free.
Exactly.
You don't have to wait in line. Like, you're getting all the perks.
That's like saying, can you come MC a party for me because you're on the radio? Right? Yeah. You should just do that.
How many times have you been asked to host a wedding? I've hosted weddings for friends before.
Sure. I'm just saying, Sean does that for a living, and then you ask him for his advice.
That's why I approached him because I have a website that I'm launching for my fundraisers and I wanted him to use his I'll pay him if he wants it, just his professional expertise on what should be on there and what should not be on there.
But that's what he gets paid for, like lots of money from
Wouldn't want more money from it.
See, and this my concern isn't necessarily with Sean, but my concern is this guy. You find out he's in the hotel industry and then you want a deal. If you want a deal from somebody else, it's fine. Leave your wife's current out of it,
though. I would never ask her. You know, Dylan, I'm a sucker and I pay full price for everything.
Sean ain't getting a cent.
Is it a big undertaking?
No, it's not that big a deal at all.
But like when you hire Pat to do like electrician stuff, you pay him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
I just got to look out for Sean, right? Because that's what he does for a living. And he just gets taken advantage of.
A Christmas morning prostate check, maybe not the best thing if your wife's ex-wife's dating a doctor.
No.
Right.
That kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah, and so
we're looking out for you. This is all.
Well, now I got to message Sean because he's feeling like he didn't even offer me anything.
Yeah, well you should.
It's okay. Sean's asked me to do stuff for free too, so it's.
Well, I didn't know that he wanted something. I thought it was just something he could quickly scroll at and go. Here's a couple pointers.
Well, of course. Listen, he didn't say to me, "I want to be paid for this."
Yeah,
I'm telling you. It's something that he can scroll through and give a couple pointers, like me saying, like, hey, you tell jokes. Why don't you write me a bunch of comedy so I can do stand-up?
I'd be very flattered if you asked me to do that. Thanks,
buddy.
And then
if five other people asked you?
Yeah.
Seven other people asked you?
Yeah, of course I wouldn't mind.
No, you would. Of course you would mind. You would start to get bothered.
I coach high school football like 20 hours, 30 hours a week for free, and I'm exhausted and burning the candle at both ends.
But that's your passion. That's true. Right?
Well, Sean's passionate about giving people advice about what he does.
No, he's not. That's his job. Come on.
I'm just saying.
He's finally got a job. Hey, that's good.
Yeah, he's got a great job. I'm
so happy for him.
Well, now I've got a message, Sean, because I feel bad.
I feel bad.
But he didn't come to me and tell me
that he feels
bad. You seem to know an awful lot about what I've asked him to do.
Well, of course, because he tells me that he's doing your website. And then he's not doing my website.
Or
he's looking. I know what he does, though. It's the user experience of a website. So that's what his job is.
Yeah, I just want to tell him what I'm missing out on.
Sure.
Because I'm too close to him. I've actually hired my son's friend to do the website.
Oh, boy.
Asked him for a deal.
Oh.
Wouldn't get it.
Good. Good. If you're good enough to do something, don't do it for free.
100%. I 100% agree. But unless you're willing to.
Unless you are Sean and you take advantage.
Okay, well, I didn't.
I'm not saying he said that.
Now I feel bad. Robbie, I know that this has gone in totally inside here, but now I feel really, really bad.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't.
You just told me to feel bad.
No, I'm just saying not to use somebody.
I'm not.
For example.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with Sean. I pointed it out. This
sure
has everything.
It about Sean.
No, but this has everything to do with the new guy.
I would never ask him for a hotel deal.
I don't know if
I've never even met the guy.
I mean, the doctor you were asking about sores. You'd never met
you
him.
You guys told me to do
we
it.
We never told you.
Because you were worried about my lump. I told you it wasn't a big deal. And then you guys.
We told you to go to the doctor.
You guys
didn't listen to us there.
Worried about a lump. And then so you said, why don't you ask your doctor friend?
Yeah, no, come on now. Don't try to blame us for you.
No. Well, but anyway, he's
I
history.
Hope it goes well.
Okay, thank you.
I really
doesn't
do.
Sound like you do. But
no, I so want just, it to go well for your wife, not for you.
So
I don't care if it goes well for you.
Boundaries is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I think that it's great to have a good relationship with your ex.
And we absolutely do. And I think
sure.
he does. I don't know exactly. They don't have, from what I understand, they don't have anything that kind of ties them together. The kids are much older now.
Right.
So that he and his ex don't have anything where they need to communicate on a regular basis. But
do you think Kristen will cut you out when she doesn't need to?
It's a good question. We actually had that conversation yesterday.
Oh, really?
As a matter of fact.
I'm curious.
Well, not that exact conversation, but we had the conversation about, like, Kristen came over for dinner last night, and the four of us were having dinner, and we just, like, we were talking with Riley a little bit because he's going to be 18 soon, and, you know, he's a little annoying because he's doesn't have a job for a lot of hours. It's a big, long thing. But we just, and I think at some point I jokingly threatened, I'm like, well, you're at the age now where you can choose, buddy.
Right.
And then it kind of hit all of us at the same time a little differently. Like, he's going to be 18, and he's like you, Robbie, when you were in high school, you were just sick and tired of going back and forth.
Yep.
He's well, and my daughter too, well within their rights to just choose.
Right.
And Kristen is hell-bent on leaving St. Albert and leaving Edmonton when she is no longer required to be there to provide for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when,
yeah, she's been wanting to do this for years.
She's been wanting to, yeah, because we moved here because of me and my job.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got friends that live in Victoria and now this boyfriend that lives in Calgary. So she's looking at different kind of landing spots that don't have anything to do with here. So she's kind of just anchored simply by my daughter, who's in grade 10, her finishing high school.
Right.
And then that's it, right? So I do wonder that when that's it moment comes, which is less than 3 years away, 2.5 years away, what will my relationship with Kristen be like after that? Will it just be special occasions? We see the kids together, you know, like university mm-hmm. graduation or wedding or whatever it might be. Or will we remain in regular contact with one another? Or will it dwindle down to like weekly check-ins, monthly? Because we talk every day.
Right.
Whether it's text or over the phone or both. But like, will it slowly
yeah.
kind of dwindle down because the kids are no longer, you know, a primary
I'm guessing it
issue.
Would, right?
And I don't know how I feel about that.
That upsets
because
you?
I like having her as a friend.
Right.
And I think maybe she would end up being a friend kind of like some of my other friends, right? That I don't talk to every day, but I know they're always there.
Right. Well, and that's fine.
Yeah, I guess it just seems weird that you know, like she would be gone.
Right.
No, I don't think you will. I'm thinking back to my parents. They were pretty civil when we were going to school.
Right.
And I just remember my dad coming over and just having a coffee before he picked us up and they would chat.
Right.
And then as soon as we all turned 18, I don't think they've seen each other since.
Really?
Maybe my sister's wedding because we all had to go to Mexico.
Right. So those big life moments.
Yeah.
Is when they would bump into each other.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're not together for a reason, right? I guess that's ultimately
I think we're not together though for the reason of we're way better friends than we were.
Yeah, but that's a cop out, right?
I don't know if it is.
If you were actual friends,
mm-hmm.
then you would have everything.
No, because we didn't have the one thing that makes a couple, well, the two or three things that makes a couple.
Well, like what though? Friendship-based couples?
Yeah, we had a great friendship, a great companionship,
mm-hmm.
but many of the other pillars that some people put priorities on were just non-existent.
Well, yeah, you weren't happy.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It'll be hard to say what will happen.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. To see if, like, I would imagine, and I don't mean any offense by this, but I imagine she would slowly taper off from you because you're the needier one, right?
I think we
we're
needy in two different ways. I'm emotionally needy.
For sure.
She needs me to go there all the time to fix things.
Yeah, but she's going to have a man.
Exactly.
And they're going to be together, and she's going to be in Calgary, and like it's going to be harder to keep up.
Yeah, I'm not driving all the way down there to hang up a picture.
Right, it's going to be harder to keep up that relationship regardless.
Yeah.
Because like you're not going to be top of mind.
Right.
You're not going to be discussing the kids daily. So yeah, I think that it would just slowly taper off, and it would be nice. Like, it would be great. You'll still talk to each other and be able to be amicable and nice to one another.
Yeah.
But yeah, I assume, I don't know, obviously, but I assume that you would taper off from each other.
So the first thing to go is obviously the daily conversations. And then I don't know, like, let's say the kids are around for Christmas. Do we all get together for Christmas? I don't know. See, or is it separate Christmases? Because we don't want to do, and we don't plan on doing any time until it excuse me, has to happen. We don't plan on doing separate Christmases.
Yeah,
we'll always
tough.
Do together Christmases.
Separates are tough.
Robbie, did you ever do together Christmases when you were still, or was it always Christmas at dad's, then Christmas at mom's?
Yeah, I can't remember the last time it was a joint Christmas. It was always, 1 year Christmas Eve at one, and then Christmas Day at the other.
And then you flip the following year? Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, you always feel bad because one of your parents is alone on Christmas.
Yeah.
But aren't you still dealing with this like right now, kind of? Yeah, it's a little strange right now.
Right?
But only because my sisters now, they
have their own Christmases.
They have long-term live-in boyfriends and spend it with their families. So it's just always all over the place. Like for the last couple of Christmases, and my dad's been down south, it's just been me and my mom.
Oh, right. That's weird.
Well, I feel bad. It's just like, I feel like my sisters were ditching my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And
but they just move on in their life, right?
And you can't blame them. But what would happen if I had a significant other?
There's mom all alone.
Someone has to bring mom to the house.
Well, of course.
But and then that's whoever wants it, I guess. Like mine's weird too. Like I haven't seen my brother in 8 years.
I know.
And like, so Christmas was always just our family. And then now it just feels so weird when like it's not what you're used to. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's odd, right?
Because your brother doesn't even come home for Christmas?
No, in 8 years he has not. He has not. Well, I haven't seen, like, literally I haven't seen him at all.
And now you've got your sister, her husband.
Right.
Their kid.
Right. And so we make Christmas at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love.
So everybody comes up here? Is that an every year thing? You don't have a rotation going on?
No, it's been every year so far.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, and the reason, maybe it's a cop-out reason, but the reason is my sister always wants to host it, and I feel bad for her that she doesn't get to, because she wants to have Christmas in her house and have us all down there.
Sure.
However, the unique thing about having it here is like, so my parents live 30 minutes from my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So they would never like spend the night because they could just drive home.
Right, okay.
So it's not as special as a Christmas. Like when everyone comes here, we all spend the night
together.
You're
forcing like a weekend out of the
deal. Yeah, yeah. We're all sleeping in the same house. We wake up together. We have breakfasts. It's like kind of a magical feeling. Whereas if we go to my sister's, it will be
a few hours.
Yeah, it'll be a couple hours here. I'll go back to mom and dad's just because, while they're alive, I tell my sister, I'm like, it's no offense to you. It's no offense at all, but while my parents are alive and the childhood home I grew up in, I'd rather spend kind of that night there than spend it at your house and mom and dad won't stay. And so that's why we do it that way. But it's just weird when you start to see the dynamics fall apart that you're so used to, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, like right now, this year, what's the situation this year? This year is your dad's having it, but your mom's not there.
Well, my dad's been away for so long and I guess he just decided, because he'd always go down south. And then the pandemic hit, and there's things that happen that they don't want to go this year. So he decided to have it. I don't know what my mom's doing. Apparently she's going to the mountains or something, but I almost feel like she'd be miffed about it because, all of a sudden, dad's away for so long, and then he comes back, and we all go there.
Well, and kind of, right? Like, she's been the one making sure that Christmas is still somewhat available to you.
And I kind of just want to say, I don't want anything to do with it. I'll just go to the mountains.
Just
want to
wash your hands and back away. And go, you guys settle this, yeah.
It's my own fault for not having a family, I guess, right? Like,
I suppose. But then, then your mom's alone because she can't come to your dad's, or it would be one of those scenarios where she would be alone.
Yeah.
Whereas in Pepper's family, everyone's invited.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, so it's strange.
And it's a real win this year because Christmas morning is at Kristen's house, so I get to leave afterwards and come home. And you know that mess on Christmas morning?
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with the piles of gifts and where to take.
Oh, she'll have you take out the
walk
the
in
paper.
The house and there's nothing there, and I just can't wait for that. Yeah.
Nah, she'll need your recycling bin.
I know. It's the green bin that she uses.
Oh, the green bin.
Is she still doing this?
The one
regular occurrence that we've maintained in all of our separation
is
she still uses uses my organic garbage bin every week.
She passes it over the fence,
Sometimes she just takes the dog for a walk and drops off all the organic garbage into my green bin. I've never met somebody who really thinks they can make a difference in the world like her.
Just the one.
They don't have organic garbage at her condo complex, so she still swears every day or every couple days there's just a bag of like eggshells and grapefruit peels.
Well, good for her.
She just has to drop off.
She's trying to help out.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Yep. Absolutely.
The one concern is that she always brings her dog over when she comes to my house. You know how I feel about that dog.
Yeah, big headed Milo.
This wild dog that barks whenever somebody comes to the door or walks by the door.
Didn't you tell her not to get a dog?
I told her not to get a dog.
Right.
I said, I know you like to travel. You like to go places. You're always going to be looking for somebody to take care of that dog. And she found that person.
I guarantee that dog will be yours in the next 5 years. Somehow you end up with it. I know it.
She moves to Calgary. Yeah.
It'll be Pepper's dog, guaranteed.
But whenever she comes over, she brings the dog. But the problem, and he's got two dogs that he's bringing up for Christmas. So when I serve Christmas dinner at my house, does that mean I'm going to have two cats and three dogs at my house?
Oh, yeah.
Because they chase the cats all around. It's just so stressful at my house when that dog comes.
Yeah, I told my sister she wasn't allowed to bring her dog.
Don't bring the dog?
Yeah. And I felt kind of bad because it's a newer dog, but I just said, like, I said we could put him in the garage, maybe. Like,
you said that last
time. Right? Like, there's something, but like, I don't know. Dogs seem like your problem, not mine.
Yes.
Like, that's, like, that's what I feel. Like, if you got a dog, that's your problem.
Yeah, all my sisters have dogs. All of them.
I can't, like, so many of my friends would always give me the, like, we can't leave my house because of the dog.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, I don't know what to tell you then. You're invited.
Yep.
But just leave the
dog. Do they get presents for their dogs?
My sister would. I could see this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have all sorts of presents. I bet you that the dog has as many presents as Arlo! Guaranteed, because it's a new dog.
Your
nephew
will be how old?
He's 4.
Okay. Excited, I bet, right?
Oh, yeah. This is now
Christmas is starting to feel like something.
Yeah.
Like before, when he was younger, it's just, what is going on? I don't understand it. But now it's really starting to put the pieces together.
Yeah, it's going
to
be magical.
He's starting to understand the Santa visits and the leaving the notes and the elf on the shelf and all of that. Yeah. That's when it's most exciting. That's when, even if they don't come up, you got to go down there, because seeing Christmas through the eyes of a 4, 5, 6-year-old is awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be magic.
You can relive it again, kind of.
I'm excited. Very much so. Not as excited as my parents.
Right. Well, of course, grandparents, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I wish my parents were half the grandparents to me.
No, don't worry. That's totally normal.
Like, come on.
Like, when my parents, even now, but even when my kids were younger and my parents would spend time with my kids, I was like, where was this when I was growing up?
That's exactly.
I asked for all a bunch of things. I never got it at any whim. Like, what's going on?
90% of therapy is just me not being Arlo. Yeah. That's all it is. Like, oh, thanks.
My parents also love it too, because they got to sit back when our kids were younger and you'd have to like assemble toys on Christmas, right? They come in the box, you'd take them out and you'd have to put them together. They just love to sit back and watch and go, now you get it.
Right.
Now you see what we had to do.
Have fun finding the triple D batteries and whatever they are.
Exactly. Just brutal.
Yeah, I'm excited though. Christmas is just such a good feeling.
You love it. You love it. And now you're kind of sick and Santa Cinema is this weekend.
Oh,
and you're
worried about what's going on. There's not a worse timing of anything. And I know everybody is sick right now, and every one of my friends is sick, and so I've been avoiding everybody, and everyone is sick.
And you have to walk around in a bubble.
I know, and I've been wearing a mask everywhere, and maybe that ruined it I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
But right now, my throat is just like it's raw today. And I'm just
starting
really
to
worried.
Tickle.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Pat has it too.
My stomach's a little turny.
This is going to be...
Robbie, don't say it.
But no.
That could have been because I haven't eaten since yesterday at 3.
What?
That might be a reason. Yeah.
What are you doing? 3?
Oh, just a fast.
Oh, you're back on the fasting thing?
That's more like a slow. That's a lot of hours.
I intermittently fast.
Right.
Yeah, just every now and again.
Oof. Well, let's hope you...
And I just haven't had time to get groceries. That's all. I have no food.
I don't eat because I can't get groceries.
Yeah. I've been trying to do a Costco run, but I haven't had the time and I'm afraid to go because it's Christmas and it's probably a zoo.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope that's what my stomach is. It's just I'm hungry.
Can you imagine? You're going to have to do Santa Cinema by yourself.
Oh,
no Pat,
God.
No Robbie, no me.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
That's
you know how much holly jolly?
What it's leading up to, you guys.
I really hope not. Honestly, like you can say that I like missing work or that this is the last thing on earth I would want to miss.
I know.
And like, I'm in my head more than anyone. I just hear my voice because I always tell people, you can't come sick. I don't want people at Santa Cinema who's sick, right? We don't want to spread sickness to a bunch of kids right before Christmas.
So I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
But your favorite time of the year on the radio are these 3 weeks because Santa Cinema and all the other Christmas
all
gift
the
exchange.
Things we do, find people home.
Yes, like all these things. And if you have to miss any all of it, it's
music,
awful.
It is. It really is.
Get some echinacea in your system. Get some oil of oregano. Rub onions all over your body. Do everything you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Right? That's you need to take care of yourself for Santa Cinema.
I'm going home and sleeping. That's what I'm doing right now.
Excited for that on Sunday. The one thing, speaking of it going around, and I mentioned this just off the air, just flippantly a couple days ago, and Robbie, you had read the same article I did, and it put the fear of God into me. Yeah, and I don't want to, right, Robbie?
So terrifying.
Why? What? What is it? I don't want to be the guy that's like panics at everything that he reads. But this really was alarming, having been, right, we've all experienced, obviously, being through a pandemic where the world was unlike anything. Like, our kids are going to learn about this in school, right? The pandemic and the coronavirus and all of that. But then I read, do you want to take it away, Robbie? Because I just read one article, but it sounds like you got a lot more information on it than I did.
Well, it just makes so much sense.
I just want you to hear this, Dylan.
Why don't I know this?
We were just talking about it in the studio because I said, oh, I read this thing. And I just said like one sentence and Robbie's like, oh, I know that too.
Uh-oh.
And we'll just say the word and then Robbie can continue.
Okay,
I read about something called...
This is legit, okay? On Global News.
Legit.
Here.
Zombie virus.
A zombie virus revived after 50,000 years trapped in Siberian permafrost.
What? That-
So we're going to be dealing...
Listen to how awful this is.
As the ice caps melt and the world heats up, viruses are going to start to
emerge. That killed off people?
That we, our immune systems aren't are trained for.
Yeah, it's like the Jurassic Park idea. But viruses.
Okay, do we know what zombie virus does? Because that doesn't sound friendly.
But they've never been around, right? For 50,000 years, it's been just frozen, like Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And then they're going to thaw, and we don't have any of the science to battle these zombie viruses.
Oh, come on.
I know! No.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I don't want to ruin any days. I don't want to put the fear into anybody. I don't want to be like a, you know, panic alert or, but that when I read that, I thought, oh God, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's next.
So what happens?
Our global temperature is going to keep rising and rising and rising. And then all of a sudden this 50,000 year old prehistoric virus that nobody knows how to stop is going to have its way and run its course through our entire planet.
Shouldn't we get ahead of this now?
Like, it feels like we should.
Well, they might. And maybe they just aren't as evolved because like COVID, wherever it came from, that was an advanced virus.
Right.
Right, that whatever it
was. So this is like an old rickety virus?
It might not be able to get us.
Let's hope.
Hopefully.
Or is it so good it's been underground really working
on
itself?
That's my fear, that this virus might have impacted dinosaurs. Therefore, we don't stand a chance.
Right?
It's only a matter of time before we're all done then.
I know.
Yeah, it's just another thing to add to the anxiety.
I know I can't handle it anymore, but when I read that, I thought, oh my God.
Zombie virus.
Zombie virus.
At least name it something nice, like flower virus.
I know, that sounds, all it is.
Viruses.
Yeah, multiple. No. All different layers of frozen viruses that we have no idea how to battle.
Great. Good. That's a real pick.
European researchers warn they may increasingly be unleashed as global warming thaws.
Just every time they hear a drip of water, Dylan, you know that's another virus scourging the planet.
Good. All right. Awesome. That's a pick me up I needed today.
Yes.
Feeling really good about this. Now I'm going to go home and think I have zombie virus.
Zombie viruses. You're the first. You're patient zero.
No.
Get better, okay?
I'm trying.
Get on top of that. Santa Cinema is a big day. And if you're listening to this on the day it was recorded, which is Wednesday, that means tomorrow and Friday. That's it for your opportunities to get
into Santa Cinema.
Do you know
how many tickets we have left? Do you want to know?
No, I don't. You're keeping track of them. So what do we have left?
There are 51 tickets remaining.
Oh, boy.
51 tickets. Now that includes. Pat will be giving away some on his show.
Okay.
That includes potential 5 that have already been spoken for.
Mm-hmm.
But there could be returns that happen as well.
But as it sits now, no one's backed out.
Not a soul. Like anyone that has backed out have passed them on to like another. Like this, it shocks me how in demand they are. Like I think it's a cool event.
It's the most popular event we
do. I think it's a great thing. I think it's fun. It's wonderful. But like the phone doesn't stop ringing.
I know. I know. It's wildly popular. People love to do family events around Christmas, and we somehow have come up with an idea that is perfect for the holiday season and for families, and we love doing it every year. So you better not get sick.
Trust me.
And we are hanging on to these tickets and so protective of these tickets. There is a woman named Lee who has been banned from several years ago. She's in our sales department. Mm-hmm. She has been walking around the halls trying to get our attention, and we just keep avoiding her because we know she's going to ask us for tickets.
This happened the other day because she was out with one of our friends that runs the A&Ws in town.
Yep.
And so she messaged me and said, hey, is Lee still banned?
The A&W person?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got you to reach out for her? Oh, that's dirty.
And I said, yeah, Lee is still banned, lifetime ban. However, she can appeal just like Jeff did.
Uh-huh.
There's an option to appeal. Here's the thing. I don't think it would go well for Lee.
No.
Like, Jeff has a lot of people that like him. They listen to his show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that people don't like Lee, but who's going to come to Lee's defense taking tickets this far in the game away from other people?
So she's considering to try and appeal, or you have had no answer on what she's taking
I told her
up?
That she could, okay. But I haven't heard from her.
Because I've got a bone to pick with her as well.
About?
The Christmas party.
What happened?
Robbie, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
She was very disrespectful.
To who?
To our entertainment that we hired.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
How was she?
And I took that very personally.
Because you ended up hiring her.
They asked me for a referral because we had a stand-up comedian at our Christmas party, and she talked the whole time.
Oh, no.
It was a hard enough thing for him to do, right?
Oh,
it was
kind of
stuffy and corporate and all that. And he comes out there and he's like, hey, everybody who likes to smoke pot. But anyway, she was talking the whole time.
Is there anything worse in comedy than that?
That was like when he got off stage, I was like, I'm sorry, man. And
did
he's like, gig's a gig. I got paid. No, I didn't say anything. But if she's going
to
be on the air appealing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
She talked the whole time.
What did she do in the first place? She just ghosted, right?
She didn't show up.
Yeah. Right. She treated it like
you know
it was
how
nothing.
Not showing up to Santa Cinema irks Dylan.
Yeah.
Well, when you ask for a ticket, listen,
in high demand.
You ask for a ticket. I say yes. And then you don't show up and you don't say, like, we work together. You have my personal phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, send a text that just says, hey, can't make it because, and I don't even remember why she can't make it. I just remember I was mad at her. Really mad. And she's made me mad throughout the years at different things. And I think I took it all
out. She just didn't show
moment.
Up. She didn't even give you the heads up.
Nothing.
She just wasn't there. There were three empty seats, I think, and they had her name on it.
And then I think I saw her in a hallway at one point, and she was so flippant about it. And that's what makes me even more mad when you're just like, oh, whatever. We couldn't make it.
I love how seriously you treat this. But over the years, I've seen why, because everybody wants to go.
Right. But there are people like that, and that's why. Like the people that are texting and calling all morning long. Like today, we had someone call 200 times.
Yeah.
What? 200 times.
Just the messages, and I feel so bad.
So do I. I'm like, these people are trying while Lee just doesn't care.
We have batted around the idea of doing a double header next year because these are in such high demand. So anyway, if you're listening to this on the day on Wednesday, that means there are just around 50 tickets remain for Santa Cinema, and it will be full again for this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it's back, though.
Yeah, I'm super looking forward to it.
Stop at every drugstore in town.
I did yesterday. I stopped at the drugstore. There is nothing
on
the shelves.
Uh-huh.
It was shocking to me. Like, because I'm going to Shoppers because I want to get the double Shoppers points today.
Did, yep.
But I was gonna get some medicine thinking, like, well, it's bound to happen. Everyone's got the flu. There is nothing on the shelf.
Nothing.
And I thought it was
no
kids.
Cough medicine. No, it is kids stuff, but it's trickled upwards, right? There are a handful of things you can find, but you can't find cough medicine.
No.
And if you get what I had, man, you will be a coughing.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't. No. Period. The end.
Gargle. Do all the text we got today.
Anything.
So many
rub
stuff.
Onions all over yourself.
I gotta go to TNT. There's some sort of magic potion at TNT.
Yeah, it's like an Asian cough medicine.
I'm gonna try it.
If you can't read the label, try it.
Billy. Yes, put it in.
That's how you should do it.
Something's gonna work.
All right, get better. Get in tip-top shape. Santa Cinema on Sunday. Thank you for listening to the After Show. So, bye.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss.